So before we get into the episode, a word from our sponsors. Hello everyone, thanks for listening in. Today we're talking about the Falcon and the Winter Soldier's first episode, New World Order. But before we get into that, I want to talk about, y'all may have noticed that I'm not talking about Outlander. Like I said in the last episode, I think I'm going to start doing the Falcon on Mondays, and then Men in Kilts on Wednesdays, and then Outlander I'm going to continue to do on Fridays. Another thing you may have noticed is it is not Monday. Me and my husband, we had a date day, so yeah, that's why I didn't get to get this episode out yesterday. A few things I want to discuss, since this is being a mini-series, so it's not going to, I think it's only going to last for 9 episodes. After it gets done, I might take a poll in the group for Cobra Kai, WandaVision, or The Mandalorian. But that's kind of getting ahead of ourselves. We got to start discussing the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So I have the synopsis right here. It says, Sam Wilson, a.k.a. Falcon, learns of a rising threat while juggling challenges at home in Louisiana. Bucky Barnes desperately tries to reintegrate into society but struggles with nightmares, revealing terrifying actions as Winter Soldier that may not be nightmares at all. Okay, so this episode, it starts out with Sam Wilson, and he's getting ready to go speak to the American people. And he picks up the shield that's laying there on the bed, and because I'm going to assume that this is happening right after the events of Endgame. You can hear the voiceover telling him that he should take the shield. And he says, I think he says something like it's not his to take or it doesn't feel right. And so it goes to black and then it shows the title of the show, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And then it goes straight to a big plane flying through the air, and so this whole action sequence, this was awesome. This whole action sequence was really cool to watch. He's having to save a soldier, I think, or anyways, he's on some kind of a mission, and he has to get this guy before the enemies go on the other, before he crosses enemy line. And so this whole action sequence, he's flying through there, and I just loved the part where I think the bad guy goes, he's not gonna cross, you know, enemy borders or whatever like that, and then the next thing you see, he's sitting in the plane or in the helicopter, I think it was, and I thought that was a neat scene. The whole action sequence here, it makes you feel like you're watching, it doesn't feel like we're watching a TV show. It feels like we're actually watching another Marvel movie. So the action in this show was just, you know, great. Them flying through the cliffs and all of that, and him trying to rescue that soldier. So anyway, I hope with the budget and all that they can continue to do that. I'm pretty sure with this being a mini series too, and with it being part of Disney Plus, you know, and Marvel, they're gonna have the budget to keep this going. He rescues the soldier and he lands there. So the next scene we see there, him and that little soldier guy, they're in Tunisia. I think that's how you say it. And they're sitting there at the table, and this old couple comes and thanks him for, or the husband thanks him for bringing back his wife, because they recognize him as an Avenger. And so anyway, and then the little guy that's with him starts talking to him about the LAF crew and how this crew didn't like the world before before the blip got erased, you know. And so he starts to talk to him about all that, and then of course Sam tells him, you know, to keep him posted, to let him know if anything, you know, goes wrong with all of that. And then the little guy asks him about Steve Rogers and where did he go and stuff, because, you know, people maybe don't know what happened to Captain America. And first of all, I don't know if I've said this, I know I haven't said this before, but if y'all aren't caught up with the Avengers movies, if you haven't watched Endgames, this is probably not, I mean, because I'm going to be talking about spoilers to Endgames. Of course, we know that Tony Stark and Steve Rogers at the end of Endgames, they died. But anyway, in this show, you know, there's a lot of people that are theorizing what might have happened to Steve Rogers. And Falcon, of course, or Sam, he tells him, you know, that none of it's true, not to believe, you know, because there's a theory that he took him to the moon. And so, but anyway, but then when he's leaving, he tells him, you know, that that he's going to go do moon stuff, of course. But like we saw at the beginning of this episode what he was, you know, he's getting ready to go and honor Steve Rogers and give his shield to the people, to the put it in a museum or something. I was a little disappointed when he gave that shield away, because Steve gave that shield to Sam and wanted him to take up the Captain America mantle, but I guess Sam doesn't feel worthy of it. So yeah, so the next scene we see is him actually giving the shield to, you know, the museum or whatever he's giving it to. And he goes and he talks with Don Cheadle's character. His name is escaping me now. I'm sure I'll look that up and bring it up in the next episode. But he's talking with him, and he, of course, he asks him, why didn't you take up the shield? You know, because Captain America, Steve Rogers, you know, told him to take it. And Sam's answer to that is, he says it doesn't feel like his, it feels like someone else's, of course. And Don Cheadle's character points out that the world needs a hero, you know, the world needs, it's a different time now, and they need people, they need heroes. And so that's, and he walks away, leaving Sam standing there looking at the shield. And then the next scene we see this young boy and his friends walk into this building, and they're and he's saying he needs to go study or do something. And there's these men that are in this building, and the guards, you know, this guy comes through, of course it's the Winter Soldier, comes through and starts killing these guards and stuff. And this boy is in the hallway and he sees all this, he witnesses it all, and he's scared. And of course, you know, the Winter Soldier walks up to him and shoots him. And we see the next scene we see Bucky Barnes wake up from having that nightmare. And it's not really a nightmare, you know, he's having flashbacks to when he was having to do what he had to do as the Winter Soldier. Then he's in his therapy session with, you know, with his therapist, and she's talking to him about the nightmares and about things, and they go through this list of things that he needs to do to make amends. And he talks about it, and she starts getting frustrated with him because, you know, he's pointing out these things and talking about her three rules, that he can't hurt nobody, I think. I can't remember what the rules are, but anyway, he has to, you know, he's trying to do things her way and you know, make things right from what he did as the Winter Soldier. But anyway, he's going down this alleyway and he's talking to this little old man because this little old man is mad because somebody's putting their trash in his trash. And but anyway, so Bucky, you know, tries to calm the little old man down, and we don't know who this little old man is, but at this point of the episode, they go to have lunch, and there's this girl at the bar, and she, you know, the little old man is trying to get Bucky a date, and she agrees to have dinner with him after her shift, and something catches his eye, and it's something that his son really liked, and at this point we don't know who his son is, but you know, you can pretty much you pretty much can guess who his son is. And so the next scene we see, it's Sam going to Louisiana to visit his sister and his two nephews, and he's his sister runs the boat, the family legacy, you know, and all that. And she's talking about how she's been struggling to keep it going, you know, the family business going without him for the past 5 years. And she's talking about selling it, and he doesn't want her to have to do that. And he's saying that, you know, now that he's here, he can help her. And so they go to the next scene, which is Bucky on his date, and he's sitting there, and he's talking to his date about who he is and how old he is. He actually tells her how, like, he's 106 years old. She doesn't believe him, but he's actually telling the truth and all of this. And she starts talking about the little old man that he's been helping and spending time with, because, you know, the little old man hasn't been the same since his son died, and this upsets Bucky, of course. And so he leaves, and he goes, and he sees the little old man, you know, to pay him for lunch, but he sees that the little man has been, I guess, praying, or he has a shrine for his son. And of course, this is where we see that that little old man is the father of the boy that Bucky had killed as the Winter Soldier in the beginning of, you know, at the beginning of not the episode, but at the beginning of Bucky's story. And of course, Bucky walks off upset. And then the next scene we go to is back to Sam. And, you know, he's helping his sister get ready for their meeting with the loan people or the bank. And so they go talk to the bank, and this guy, you know, recognizes him as an Avenger, and you know, he's all excited to see him, you know, and stuff. But the people still won't give him a loan because he hasn't had any employment for 5 years, and Sam points out, you know, that he's been gone, like half a billion other people on the planet has been gone for the last 5 years. And so this brings up a good point that, you know, how did these people after the blip, you know, billions of people just showed back up? You know, how do you move on from your life? You know, how do you go back to normal after being gone for so long and then coming back all of a sudden, just showing up, you know, like, how, you know, if, you know, if you're married and you lost your significant other for 5 years, and what if you met somebody in those 5 years to move on with your life, and then your significant other comes back? It's only felt like 30 minutes to them, but it's actually been 5 years for you. So, you know, and, you know, that's the thing about, you know, people that are trying to get financially stable, you know, it's crazy. The blip just ruined everybody's life. And it's kind of showing these shows, even in WandaVision, if you've seen that, it shows that this coming back, being gone for 5 years and then coming back, has a big impact on your life that maybe we didn't think about it after we watched Endgame, you know. But, you know, another thing about Sam and Sam's situation, you know, he fought for, you know, the world, you know, and you know, It's kind of real world here, bringing in a topic for real world, because there are soldiers and there are people that fight for our country that when they get back from their wars, they can't function in society. You know, how are they supposed to move on from being soldiers? And these people fought for us. We should be helping them. So, like, when Sam asks for a loan, the bank guy should have been like, how much do you need the check wrote for? That's the way I feel, anyway. Especially for him not only being a soldier, not only, you know, but being an Avenger. I mean, he saved the world, for crying out loud. So, but anyway, the next scene we see, he's on the phone with that little soldier guy that we saw at the beginning of this episode. And I totally forgot to talk about that scene where the guy was trying to find out more about the LAF and stuff. So, but anyway, he's on the phone with him, and they're trying to figure out, you know, who these guys are, you know, because there was this really strong guy. And he's talking to him, and then his sister comes in the room and turns on the TV, and they're watching TV there, and they see that the American government has given the shield, the Captain America shield, to someone else. And then it goes off. And that's where we're left wondering who the heck is in the Captain America suit, you know? And that is a very good question. I don't read the comics, so I don't know much about it. I don't know who that guy is. So it's going to be interesting to find out who that might be. And, cause it can't just be anybody. It has to be, you know, Steve Rogers had, he was a super soldier. So this guy's got to have some kind of superpowers, you would think, or either he's just a symbol. I don't know. But like I said, I don't read the comics, so I don't know. I don't have a clue. But anyway, that's the end of that episode, and so it's gonna be interesting. I'm looking forward to the next episode. So that's the end of this episode. So stay tuned for the trivia. So I've got three pieces of trivia for you. Number one, Sebastian Stan got into the best shape of his life for this show. He told Men's Health, "My body right now is probably the best it's ever been." Months before filming began, Stan teased his training and preparation for the role by posting a shirtless gym selfie on his social media account, showing off his superhero physique with rippling six-pack abs. He thanked his trainer, Don Sandolino, and said he was proud of the body they achieved together. Number two, this is composer Henry Jackman's third Marvel Studio project, his first being Captain America the Winter Soldier in 2014 and Captain America Civil War 2016. And then number three, the series was originally scheduled to premiere in August 2020, but production was shut down in the middle of filming due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So that's pretty interesting. This was probably supposed to come out before WandaVision, so that gives that an interesting look at it with new eyes. So anyway, that's all of the trivia I have, so stay tuned for news. So the only news I could find was Marvel news, just generally Marvel news, not anything about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. What I found was that the Black Panther's costume designer, Ruth E. Carter, she's being honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, so congratulations to her. And I didn't get any listener feedback this time. Either the show's too new or my group's just not big enough. I don't know. But that's all. That's going to do it for this episode. If y'all want to get in touch for the listener feedback, my email is talkingaboutfunthings@yahoo.com. My Twitter handle is @talkingaboutfu1. And then my Facebook group to join is www.facebook.com/groups/talkingaboutfunthings. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about men in kilts, so the first episode. So if y'all want to get your feedback in about that episode, get it in before 10 o'clock tomorrow night, and I'll include it into the episode. So y'all have a good night and keep having fun.